your life today.
Judge in Texas has okayed the divorce of a gay couple. Wait a minute. We have divorce for gay couples now in the United States? This could open the door for the recognition of same-sex marriages in the state of Texas, certainly, and maybe elsewhere as well. An Ohio governor delays executing somebody who strangled his 67-year-old neighbor while he was robbing the place. The governor, Ted Strickland, After two tries of finding veins and not able to do it for 2 hours, decided to stop the execution. Now the lawyers for Lawrence Reynolds are trying to have the whole thing shut down, saying it's cruel and unusual punishment. This could affect a lot of things concerning capital punishment in the United States since we started executing people again in the 70s. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Hope you're having a great start to your week. We are here on America Tonight. Lots to come in this hour, including Monday Night Football. We'll throw that in since, after all, our incredibly plush studios of GCN are located in Minneapolis, Minnesota, which has been rocking big time in the sports world. Got a playoff game coming up with the Twins tomorrow in the afternoon. Should be exciting stuff there. And, of course, coming off of a big Monday night win, the Vikings now 4-0. I'll give you all of the details on that one as well. Healthcare front and center for Barack Obama. All the coats were on hand. When I say coats, I don't mean the guys in the suits on the Capitol. I mean the white coats. Yes, lots of doctors were out there on the lawn at the Rose Garden to listen to what the president had to say. Here's a little snippet of his version of what's happening with health care reform now.
Let me just outline once again what exactly we're seeing coming out of all these committees. And although there's still some details to be worked out, there's some general principles that I think we can have confidence on. Number one, if you have insurance, the reforms we've proposed will offer you more security. It will be against the law for insurance companies to deny you coverage because of a pre-existing condition. It will be against the law for insurance companies to drop your coverage when you get sick or water it down when you need it most. Insurance companies will no longer be able to place some arbitrary cap on how much coverage you can receive in a given year or a given lifetime, or in a lifetime. We will place a limit on how much you can be charged for out-of-pocket expenses. And insurance companies will be required to cover, at no extra charge, routine checkups and preventive care. Now, if you don't have health insurance, reform will finally offer you affordable choices. We'll set up a new insurance exchange, a marketplace where individuals and small businesses can shop for an affordable health insurance plan that works for them. This is how everyone in the federal government, including members of Congress, get affordable insurance. And there's no reason we shouldn't give every American the same opportunity that we give ourselves. Now,
all right, so obviously the doctors there liked it, but, you know, we've had doctors on the show that don't agree with some of what Obama said because they think the cost will end up killing what type of health care we have in the United States. Well, whether you live in the United States or outside our borders, you're certainly welcome to call this show, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Let's go across the border to the north. Sam in Montreal. Hello, Slam and Sammy.
Hello, you. How are you?
I'm good. Did you have a good weekend?
Not bad, actually.
Good.
Not bad.
Good.
Yeah, except, you know, reffing kiddies football as usual. You have some parents who think they know the game better than you.
Of course.
In fact, you know, I had a parent pounding on the door to the referee's room, and he says, I want to talk to you, blankety blank, 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 blank. And then we're walking out for the next game. He says, you're supposed to give me an answer. And I said, sir, something called respect. He says, you're paid to be dumped on.
Oh, that's nice. You're paid to be dumped on.
I said, excuse me. I said, you got a piece of paper? Yeah. You got a pen? wrote down my son's phone number. I shoved it in his chest. I said, you call him, tell him you want a ref, and I walked out.
Good for you.
Anyway, I just heard that a bit of that speech about, you know, President Obama about with insurance companies.
Yeah.
I have this strange feeling that there are going to be some insurance companies who are going to hire some high-priced lawyers who are going to fight this and say, you can't do that. It's our business, restrain a trade and all that.
Absolutely, because you're absolutely right. Because here's the thing, you're talking about cost, which I've been saying all along, and coverage, right?
Right.
So what they're saying basically, or what Obama's saying, and also many on the Capitol, they want people to pay prices they can afford for health insurance policies, but they want the policies to offer comprehensive health benefits. And that's not what any of these bills are addressing in the first place. And you're absolutely right. The insurance companies will go after some of that.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like whether it's the normal, you know, guy who's flipping burger at McDonald's, with all the respect to people who flip burgers at McDonald's, or the chairman of the board of a Fortune 500 company. Is Obama saying that everyone, whether it be like the guy who flips burgers or the Fortune 500 chairman, should all have a quote-unquote affordable health care and have the same right, so to speak?
Right. That's what they're saying. They're saying that basically, you know, that what we've talked about, which I think the figure is kind of off and it doesn't really address it, but let's say the number that keeps getting thrown out, 46 million people are uninsured. They have coverage or it's bad, it's inadequate, they get sick, they can't afford the health care they need, all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And he said, okay, now what happens? Let's say the bill passes tomorrow. Does that mean that someone who has a pre-existing condition can now get affordable health care? Or is it sort of like, excuse me, you had the condition before this bill was passed?
That's one of the things that's being talked about. One of the things is that there shouldn't be the pre-existing condition thing, but, oh, Sam, they're far away from passing anything. The Senate Finance Committee, which is just a committee, obviously,
right,
was supposed to meet on Tuesday to finish up the work they had put together for the last couple of weeks, but they postponed it because they're waiting for the cost estimate from the Congressional Budget Office so they can put a sticker price on it. And then they're talking about making, this sounds like the Olympics, they're talking about four levels of benefits, bronze, silver, gold, and platinum. So this is exactly what we're saying. It's what I said all along. If you're very wealthy, of course, then you would pay for platinum if something like this went through. If you're very poor, you'd barely be able to afford the bronze, but the government would require you to get it, so you would have to have something. And that's the way that's the way they're dealing with this. And as a Canadian, you know, we've talked about it. What kind of health care do Americans want? How many Canadians sometimes come to the United States for our health care?
Yeah, not necessarily for the health care. It's for what's available. Because
right.
If you have to wait for, like, a certain operation here in Quebec, it's who knows how long. You go across into Vermont or into, like, New York State, you can get it, like that.
Mm-hmm.
Providing you have the George Washingtons.
Right, exactly. It's the same thing.
Right.
You know that. It's if you have money,
right,
just like in England, you get better health care because you might have the basic, but then you have the souped-up coverage so you can get the private room so that you can get the operation right away. There's no question about it. Sam, we'll talk to you again, obviously, probably on one of our next upcoming shows. Thanks for the call. 800-259-5791. And, of course, as I said, there are various bills that have different standards. Trust me, we'll be talking about it here on America Tonight.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305.
205-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
This is an important message for caregivers.
My mom spends a lot of time alone, and I worry about her safety and well-being. Sometimes she forgets to take her medications, and we both know that puts her health at risk. I would like an easy and inexpensive way to make sure she is safe and taking care of herself.
If you have a loved one who spends time alone, we urge you to request a free caregiver's guide. Call 973-872-9400 or visit www.thecaregiversguide.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Is aware of this, there are going to be different levels of health care should some form of any of these bills pass, whether it's the House bills or the Senate, etc. There are different levels of coverage, basic, enhanced, and premium. So once again, it's kind of like flying. First class passengers, do you have the premium card? It's premium or whatever it's called. Oh, platinum. Do you have the platinum American Airlines card? And when before 9/11, because I was traveling a lot between Philadelphia and Dallas, I had the platinum card. And, you know, I used to think, who cares? The only reason I had the platinum card is because I had however many miles. But I was the first person on the airplane along with everybody else, and I didn't have to wait in any long lines because they just put you pretty much right on the plane. So there is a little bit of a difference. And this is now what we're starting to see, what wasn't spelled out before. You know, this is what we're saying all along. When people are going to the town hall meetings, and then some of them are being, you know, ripped apart, made fun of for getting hysterical and yelling things out because they're upset or whatever, thinking that their health coverage is going away or changing, whatever would cause that, whatever caused that in some of the cases. I mean, it's really true in this debate on health care. It's coverage versus the cost. Like the New York Times said, they just did a story on it and talked about the things that we're talking about, these the different levels, which was my feeling all along. For some people, it's the same thing. If you can afford the very best, now you're going to get the very best. So what does that do to the average person? Does the average person get coverage is not quite as good? For example, and this is a good example, they do this on tables. I don't want to bombard you with boring statistics, but in a nutshell, there are these actuarial values of the policies, okay? So for insurance plans provided by employers, the average value is 80 to 85%. Now, the Congressional Research Service says the value is slightly higher, 87% for the standard Blue Cross Blue Shield plan that, guess what, is available to federal employees, including members of Congress. So I think people are going to be very confused. What you're basically telling all of us is any of these plans that are adopted, that are out there being pushed as, now, everybody needs health care coverage. It's ridiculous. We live in this incredibly rich country with wonderful people, and we're not taking care of our own, and whatever reasons, not necessarily painted in a negative light. But so there is confusion. All you will get is the minimum coverage. And if you don't buy the minimum coverage, then you get penalized. So, what is that about? The higher value plans would be better protection for a lot of people, but they would cost more. So to get the best coverage in this country, once again, you would have to pay for it. So it will certainly change health care, absolutely. And here's the thing. Even the senator from Maine, Olympia Snowe, the Republican from Maine, who's now waffling on some of the things that she was talking about because she's backing out, and she should, on some of the things that she's seeing that they're ridiculous and she won't go along with them. One of the things that she pointed out is, for example, if you had the bronze plan, you would be pretty much consumed by cost sharing unless you were really, really healthy. The major bills would set annual caps on out-of-pocket spending, but the limits could be as high as almost $6,000 for individuals and almost $12,000 for families. So now you keep going back to the same thing. Is this affordable? I mean, how much, when we talk about affordability, is it really affordable? And all you get back is, well, we're trying to strike a balance between affordability and proper coverage. Okay. So you get what? A little bit of coverage? Gosh, we're sorry. At least now you have some coverage, but you can't get platinum because, of course, you don't have the money to pay for it. And here's the thing. There is catastrophic health care coverage right now. Anybody listening to me who doesn't have health care that thinks like I do, hey, if I can't afford health care, but what if I get in a car accident, I break my arm and I have to go to the emergency room because I can't have my arm hanging off, I'm going for job interviews or whatever. Well, I have to have my arm fixed. So if I had catastrophic insurance, it doesn't cost very much. I don't know what it is. Depends. Each person, I think, is different, but it's not ridiculously out of control. Then you have catastrophic coverage. So when something happens to you like that, you're covered. The basic things, I have strep throat, I have to go see a doctor, of course, not covered. But it covers you on something that would drain you, that would drain any sense or any possible future you had because you could not afford to pay for the cost of whatever operation you had to have. And it's not to say you wouldn't get stuck with a bunch of bills, but at least it wouldn't be what it could be. So that's already available. Some of the things that are being proposed are things that are already anyway. If you see the light and understand what I'm talking about, jingle us at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Don't get me wrong. Again, I've said this now 100,000 times, and I don't want to sound like a boring talk show host that repeats the same thing over and over and over again, coming up with nothing new or creative. But there's no way to jazz this up. I definitely think we should have health care reform. But what we should have is competition for the plans. In other words, erase the state lines. Then companies would have to be forced to offer better coverage and cheaper coverage without too much of a smashdown in the quality, I think. Also, tort reform, because then you don't lose a lot of those good doctors and a lot of the costs aren't passed on to the patients because that's what's happening. In fact, half of the kids that go to medical school, can you blame them for wanting to be a plastic surgeon or something else? Because unless they have a silver spoon, they've got to pay back these outrageous amount of loans, and they can't do it just by being a family practitioner anymore and delivering babies, because the cost, the malpractice insurance simply kills them. And who gets it passed on to them? Of course. Of course. You and I. All right, moving on from healthcare to something that I wanted to talk about right at the top, but we'll jump to it now. We were mentioning these homegrown terror cells last week, and also terror cells involving people from Afghanistan or other places. I say Afghanistan because in New York, an Afghan immigrant who was accused of plotting that attack in New York after getting training in Pakistan, nice, and was in contact with a senior al-Qaeda operative, they found that out, that there was a link between Zazi and this al-Qaeda rep, which is horrible when you think of what could have happened, because I think this one could have come through. Zazi, through one of its sources, alerted, I guess the CIA learned about Zazi through one of its sources and alerted some of the domestic agencies. Of course, the FBI was the number one agency that was tipped off. And they won't give a lot of details, which is good, about what's happening with the ongoing investigation. It's good that we know about it, but we don't want to know all the details to blow this thing apart for anything that anyone else is going to do. But they learned of Zazi through a CIA source, and this international case is starting to really fan out. And this could have been serious stuff in New York. No joke. This really, really could have happened. He is the only suspected terrorist publicly identified, just 24 years old, in the terror plot. More arrests are expected to happen. There's three others in New York who worked with him, but they're saying they don't currently pose a threat. He was arrested last month initially on charges that he lied to federal investigators, and he's being held without bond and has pled not guilty to conspiring to use weapons of mass destruction. And the charges related to his statements, of course, were later dropped. Again, scary, scary stuff. As somebody who lived in New York during 9/11, I mean, just the thought of anything happening there and what possibly he could have done and how close he was, the explosives training that he got at the al-Qaeda camp, and what he was planning to do to the subway system around the anniversary of 9/11 with homemade bombs of hydrogen and flour. Wow. Stay with us.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal-related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Hey, if you just tuned in, I'm Kate Delaney. The show is America Tonight. Talking about a couple of different things, the situation in Afghanistan, health care, and ultimately the various levels of health care that are being proposed that you'll get. Maybe you're lucky and you'll get the platinum coverage, maybe the gold, maybe you're stuck with the bronze. That just sounds bad, doesn't it? We can offer you, Miss Delaney, the, let's see here, the bronze coverage. That means you get a checkup every 3 years. Come see us if you get cancer. You're covered for all the important stuff, okay? Thank you. And not to make light of it, but, I think it's scary. I think they have no idea what they're doing. And it's like throwing spaghetti at the wall. We gotta get something done. Keep throwing it till see what sticks. And I don't like that feeling of taking our health and throwing it against the wall to see what sticks. Tomas is listening to us in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Wow, what a game, huh?
What a game. That's coming up. We got highlights of that. That was incredible Monday night game, yeah.
You know why Green Bay lost those? Because of all those football players, there was only one player that had a pink towel around his neck all the time. And that was the Green Bay quarterback. I mean, I had enough. I mean, there was enough pink in there to, you know, I mean, what is the deal with, they had pink hats, they had pink shoes, pink wristbands, pink, you know, hand towels. I mean, you know, if you want to do something for breast cancer, don't treat the American people like a bunch of chimpanzees, like some subliminal message of pink will make people tomorrow, you know, send a big check to breast cancer, you know, like an info commercial, right? And you have Brett Favre, his wife, she had breast cancer. You know, they have a little thing there and talk to the American people. But I tell you, I was all pinked out by the end of that game.
Touche.
But, you know, I just figured that I wanted to tell you because I had one in Damascus Road moments, you know, where you just get like a beam of understanding. Maybe it's just me, but it seems that we have you ever had a situation where, you know, the boss, he's got a real problem, but he really doesn't want to deal with it. So what he does is he creates a little problem that he has an easy solution for, and he has you work on that. You know, like we have 12 million illegal immigrants, you know, in just destroying our education system, destroying our health care system. And they say, you know what, let's concentrate on the swine flu. We'll just make a bunch of shots and make everybody take them. Yeah, let's concentrate on that. Or, you know what, let me see here. All our manufacturing is going to China, but instead of taking care of that problem, we're going to tax carbon emissions, you know, what people breathe out of their noses. And it'll be like Martin Luther King's indulgences. Yeah, you pay for it and you can still keep on doing your ecological sinning and it's okay. You know, but they don't take care of the real problems, Kate.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the demand.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, I agree with you. That was a great analogy. Distractions, certainly, and we've seen them. You named them, absolutely. Instead of what's happening that needs to be dealt with, yes.
And I sent you a great email there on a Marine Afghan unit that they were calling for artillery, and they couldn't get artillery support because there might, you know, be some homes in the area, and so people were killed. Because we couldn't use artillery. You know, I mean, the whole organization of our military, Kate, is to use technology so we don't have to use more men.
Totally agree with you. Yeah, we've got coming up on the show, we have this guy, Michael Anthony. He wrote a book called Mass Casualties. He was 17 and he enlisted and he ended up going to Iraq and he was there for 17 months and he said it was a bunch of baloney what was being described. He said they used to take the newspapers and they called it yellow journalism because it didn't really say what was happening. And he said that they would rewrite the headlines and talk about, okay, here's what's really happening. Everybody's on drugs. A lot of people are on drugs. People are upset. Here's what's happening in our particular unit. And he came from a military family and he wanted to serve, but he said he had really no idea what the situation was like. And here we go again. It's what we're talking about in Afghanistan. You don't have the right stuff, et cetera, and look what happens.
Yeah. You know, there's no substitute for victory. And you can notice that real quick when your life is on the line.
Yes.
And when you're fighting, you want to know what you're fighting for. You know, in World War II, the American public could see exactly what was going on. They had maps on the newspapers, and you know, you could see, okay, we pushed the Germans back out of Morocco, you know, and we pushed them out of you know, Syria, and we invade, you know, you could see the progress, and you knew that the land that we were taking was going to be turned into a democratic loving area. But people don't see that now. They look in Iraq,
right,
and they go, okay, what's the difference between Iraq now and Iraq 50 years ago? They're still Muslim. They still consider us infidels. What are we putting all this billions of, you know, of money and blood? And we're not, the only thing we're taking out of Iraq and Afghanistan are our heroes in body bags. And I'll leave you with that, Kate.
Yeah, so well said, so sad. Tomas, thanks. Taking the heroes out in the body bags, and that's the problem. So now we're going to commit another 40,000 to Afghanistan with a willy-nilly description of what the end game is, and ultimately, because it's the commander-in-chief's job. You can have every great general in the world and everybody talking about what needs to happen and war room strategies, but it is the president's decision as well, theoretically, because, of course, you still have the Congress, too, but all these things are decided mainly because now it's already in play, Afghanistan, other than more money, et cetera, and testifying to Congress. You still have to have some kind of a strategy, outline, whatever, by the President of the United States. And it's, as the time keeps ticking, precious seconds, You're either fully in, not out, or like Tomas says, how demoralizing is it to fight that kind of a war where most people don't even consider it a war? You don't feel that way in the United States. I mean, certainly I do. I know people that have been incredibly, I mean, just incredibly heroic in what they've done, and I know many of you feel the same way. But overall, it's not that same feeling like Tomas is saying that you had in the past. Yay, we're the good guys. My buddies died right beside me. It was horrendous. It was horrible, but we made it through, and we left with democracy being spread. We gave something to these people. So what happens in Afghanistan? Is that what's going to happen? We gave these people something better, or some form of a more democratic government, with the Taliban not holding court everywhere they want to in that country. And that's a tall task, my friends, especially when you listen to what I described earlier in the show about the ambush, the 8 soldiers, boom, like that, killed at the outpost. Why? Not enough soldiers, really thin, trying to hold them off. Who knew the terrain better? Who was hidden in the mountains with the firing the rockets down and the machine guns and everything else that they could find? And also from the mosque, well, of course, the Taliban. And they as much said that they were going to retaliate, that there was going to be some sort of an action. And sure enough, there was. All right, quickly, something completely unrelated, but I want to squeeze this in here because I know there are plenty of people listening that are on the web, at least for your job or when you're not doing your job, perhaps. At some point, you are perusing the web, in other words, right? So the Federal Trade Commission is going to try to regulate blogging for the first time. This is going to be tough. It will require writers on the web to say if they get any freebies or payments from the companies of the products they're reviewing. Yeah, they voted to approve this. The rules would take effect December 1st. If you violate it, you get $11,000 per violation. Wow. Who gets the job of being like, I don't know, what, the czar of blogging? I kind of want that job. I just pour through all the websites and say, I think this is bogus. So bloggers or even the advertisers could also get injunctions, have to reimburse consumers. This is big. Think of the things that you see on the web, and you probably have seen write-ups and you think you're reading a story, but it's somebody really being paid by whatever company for this review, or the free products, or the trip to Disneyland, and all of that. Because here's the deal. At traditional journalism outlets, anything that's any products that are borrowed to be reviewed, usually they have to return them. Or it has to be less than $50, something like that. I know one time I had a contract, a television contract, where you couldn't get anything that was, the value was more than $50, so that there wouldn't be this problem, right? And they talked about this. They talked about last year that they were going to try to do this, to try to regulate endorsements and get rid of the potential conflicts of interest. And a lot of bloggers were very nervous about this, even about posting little stupid things, because you know that if you read bloggers, there's some good ones, and then there's some dumb things that you might read. But there's people probably getting some freebies. I mean, anything. It's like the great example they gave is somebody who gets a free bag of dog food as part of a promotion from a pet shop. They wouldn't necessarily violate the guidelines if they write about the product on the blog, but they have to make it known that they're doing that. They have to say that. Woo, this is a big change, believe it or not. Highlights from what happened on Monday night in the NFL coming up next.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. Alkazone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit alkazone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call Alkazone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Are you constantly tired, have a hard time concentrating, experience muscle weakness, or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
Just for the record, nobody nailed the score. I had a couple of questions about that in the email. You sent them to me at americatonight.net. Hey, this is Kate. The show is America Tonight. And yes, what is nail the score? Nail the score means you get to nail the score on Thursday nights. It's like playing the lottery. Thursday/Friday. The game of the week is chosen by the computer randomly. Yes, randomly. I'm often accused of stacking the deck, but hey, I root for the Eagles. We haven't had one Eagles game yet. And we're into week 5 in the NFL. So I have nothing to do with the computer. You know, it's like when you sit there and you pump quarters into the machine and you're trying to figure out whether or not the, if you go to Vegas or whatever, whether or not the thing is on some kind of a timer. It's always the theory of every guy I know. It's on a timer. It's on a timer. If you hit it the right position, you'll win. If not, you have no way to win. Well, I have nothing to do with the games that are chosen. In fact, this would have been a good game on Monday night to pick as our game of the week. You don't even have to pay a buck for it. You just tell us who you think's going to win, and you tell us what you think the final score is going to be when we do nail the score. But anyway, the Brett Favre Minnesota Vikings Green Bay game, I bet they get high ratings for that for Monday night football. It turned out to be a pretty decent game to watch, and I'd have to say that Brett Favre got a little bit of that sweet revenge. Here's what it sounded like.
Favre takes the snap, looks left, pumps, swings back to the right, fires into the end zone. Touchdown! Sidney Rice! It's touchdown number 2 for Brett Favre against his former team. Vikings lead 13-7. Rodgers out of the shotgun. He takes the snap. He fades the fire. Steps out to the left.
Back moves in motion to the tight end spot left side of the line. Peterson the long back stretch play. Peterson left side goes into a crowd. Peterson bulldogs down. He's turned back. He loses the football. And it's taken down the right sideline by Clay Matthews, the rookie, for a touchdown, Green Bay.
Favre goes back to pass. Fade left. Inside the five. Touchdown. protection. Rodgers back to pass. He steps up. Pump sack! He lost the ball. He lost the ball at the 1 yard line. Vikings ball.
After review, the ruling is that the runner was tackled and bound in the end zone prior to coming in.
And the Minnesota Vikings are undefeated. They defeat the Green Bay Packers 30-23.
Wow, so 30-23 was the final score. I was watching that game, and especially the first half, you know, you weren't sure what was going to happen. I thought all along the Vikings would win it. They did pull it out in the end, and it was a lot of fun, like I said, to watch it. Since we're into sports, a little quick sports shorts for you. Besides Monday night football, there's always injuries to deal with. And if we're going to lighten the load, a couple of quick things. Tim Tebow hasn't been cleared yet to play against LSU. And I know there are a lot of Tebow fans. Somebody called me last week and we were talking about Tebow. Might have even been Tomas was asking me about Tebow, the Florida quarterback who's doing his normal deal, you know, going to classes and all that stuff. But Urban Meyer, his coach, is saying he's not really cleared to practice or play against LSU, which is big because LSU, if you look at the rankings, fourth in those rankings and pretty tough on the a pretty tough defense. And I think he'll be in there is what I'm thinking. So what happens if he sits? Does Florida win or LSU win? Tebow was hospitalized overnight 9 days ago, I guess it was now. That makes sense, 9 days ago. His helmet hit a teammate's leg during a sack when they were at Kentucky. Oof, when you watch the replay, you could tell it looked like it hurt. So will he play? You know, who knows? It looked pretty bad to me. Not sure. I think if he can, it's that neurological testing. They don't want to take any chance with the head, obviously. But if he can play, trust me, he will be in there, no doubt. Speaking of playing, the Giants' Eli Manning, another one who took some very, very big licks, if you will. He's been diagnosed with an inflamed tissue in his right foot. Yeah. So with that MRI, he could play this weekend against the Raiders if he can put up with the pain. I'm thinking Raiders, maybe he plays a quarter or two if he's got that swelling, and then forget about it. Bring in the backup. Just sit him up, let him heal, especially, like I said, against a team like the Raiders. I mean, give me a break. Are you watching how these guys are playing? I'm thinking he's probably going to sit. All right, that's my two cents for sports shorts, by the way. Moving on, a couple of things you might have missed sort of in the follow-up category of things we've been talking about here in Afghanistan. It's the same thing. What to do? What's going to happen? Everybody wants the answer to this question as well. It's just like healthcare. Tell us about the cost. Well, tell us about the strategy. And the Defense Secretary, Robert Gates, said that the United States is going to stay in Afghanistan for, hey, the future. No matter what Obama decides on the immediate troop levels, because, as Gates said, of our inability and the inability of the allies to put enough troops in Afghanistan, the Taliban have the momentum right now, so there's no talk of removing the people that are there. When you think of that, that's kind of scary. Well, okay, the Taliban has the momentum. We just lost 8 guys. It was a terrible day. And regardless of whether we send more troops in or not, we're leaving our guys there. So, geez, I hope that they don't find themselves in these situations where they're spread too thin and don't have enough backup to do what they need to do against the Taliban, who knows the terrain. Let's be honest. If somebody's going to pull up and ambush you, who's going to do it? It's going to be the bad guys, right? I mean, all of us have seen shots of where you're, you know, where we're talking about in this mountain area. It's awful. All right, another, moving along from that to a couple of other things that I think are kind of interesting, made news. This Gourmet magazine, which, you know, I don't care so much about Gourmet magazine. This just shows you where the economy's at. Here was a magazine that must have been popular, certainly, in its day. 70 years Gourmet magazine was around. That's a long time, 1940. And they've got to close at the end of the year because Condé Nast, the publisher, they don't want to have to shut their doors completely. So they have to get rid of, and they have a devoted following, I'd assume, they have to get rid of some of their magazines. So this one did not make the cut. The November issue is probably the last issue. And this is, I'm sure, about Thanksgiving, I would imagine, right? But the magazine industry, because, of course, the Internet, I was just talking about the Internet and bloggers, the magazine industry is in a pretty tough spot. They're losing so much revenue to online advertising, and they're not finding good ways to come up with something they can do to get more advertising, I assume. Gourmet has about 1 million subscribers. That sounds like a lot, doesn't it? But they don't have the ad sales. And when they sat down and they had to review, geez, what magazines are going to stay and what ones are going to go, Gourmet was one that they had to let go. But they're killing a couple of others, too. Besides Gourmet, they're also getting rid of two wedding magazines. I guess they have one called Modern Bride. I'm sure all of you guys are aware of that when you're in the doctor's office. Well, trust me, you're going to read more of those modern bride issues when you have to wait for 2 hours. Normally, I'm there for 25 minutes, but thanks to this healthcare reform, it's a long wait. Modern Bride and Elegant Bride. I'm sure it would kill a little time there. Hurry up. When's the doctor coming? You'd be tapping. So those are big ones, though, that a lot of people read, and right now they're saying they've got to come up with a way to reduce the workforce and print and, you know, all that other sort of stuff. You're seeing this a lot in media. You might have had one of your favorite mags or your local newspaper go down as a result of this. Newspapers are really struggling, although the idea of the government bailing out the newspapers, not really in my sights with everything else that's happening, huh? All right, as I like to say, I'm very fond of saying this, make sure that you keep your head up, and why not take the road that's less traveled?